Kent Online News.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast. Kate Faulkner.
Hello, hope you're okay. It's Thursday, the 22nd of August. Thank you for downloading today's podcast. Coming up today, we'll have an update on the Kent couple missing since a luxury yacht capsized off the coast of Sicily. We'll also hear from a local dad who's leading the expansion of a community initiative that provides mental health support to men. But first, taking a look at our top story, a man from Thamesmead has been sent to prison after driving a stolen Jag into stationary traffic. The 53,000-pound Jaguar had been reported stolen in December last year. On New Year's Day, it was spotted on the M2 as it reached speeds of up to 90 miles per hour. Police activated lights and sirens and tailed the driver onto the A2, where it tried to manoeuvre through backed-up traffic, smashing into vehicles as it went. Video at Kent Online shows the moment police started chasing it.
We've got multiple vehicles damaged. It's forcing its way through traffic.
It's using us to get through. It's using us to get through.
Stay with me.
The audio cuts out when the window is smashed, but the suspect, who was tasered, can be seen being dragged from the car onto the ground and arrested. Kieran Gallagher later tested positive for the breakdown product of cannabis and was found to be more than twice the legal limit. The 22-year-old, who lives in Pitfield Crescent, admitted handling stolen goods, dangerous driving, driving while disqualified, driving without insurance, two offences of failing to stop, and a breach of a 14-month jail term suspended for 2 years that had been imposed, together with an 18-month driving ban in November of 2023 for offences of dangerous driving and driving without insurance. He's now been jailed for 4 years and has lost his licence for 6 years and 5 months.
Kent Online News.
The bodies of a man and woman from Seven Oaks have been recovered after a yacht sank off the coast of Sicily. Husband and wife Jonathan and Judy Bloomer were on board the vessel, which was hit by a tornado on Monday morning. Three other people found dead have been identified as British tech tycoon Mike Lynch and Chris and Netta Morvillo. A man who's accused of murdering a woman in Dartford is set to go on trial next February. 39-year-old Nina Denisova was found with stab wounds at a property in Henderson Drive early on Saturday. Jonestas Juska, who's 20 and from the same road, is also charged with a sex offence. He's expected to enter pleas at a court hearing next month. One person has been taken to hospital after they were hit by a van in Ramsgate. The collision happened in Hardray Street yesterday afternoon. It's thought the vehicle was empty at the time of the crash. It also struck a signpost and a gate. A woman who's accused of stabbing a man to death near Maidstone is expected to say she acted in self-defence. 25-year-old Jack Cadwallader died after suffering a chest injury outside a flat in Southfields Way in Harrietsham last month. Paige Poulton, who's 19 and from Southey Road in Haringey, denies murder. A trial date will be set at her next court appearance in October. Now, the number of top GCSE grades has fallen slightly from last year, but still remains higher than pre-pandemic levels. Nearly 22% of exams were awarded a 7 or A and above, while more than 67% were 4 or C and above. Hundreds of thousands of teenagers across Kent are picking up their results this morning. Lucy's been chatting to Joanna Brown, who's the assistant principal of EKC Ashford College. She's been giving advice to anyone who didn't get the grades they were hoping for.
I would say don't panic, because there's level one, level two, level three qualifications you can go on to. So no matter what your results are, there are so many options. And don't just jump into the first thing you see. Really think about what you want to do for the next year or two and what that might lead you on to as a career. Because obviously you want to be enjoying what you're doing in sixth form or college as well.
Because I suppose this might be the first time for a lot of children, they're having to make these really big decisions about what they want to do with their future. Perhaps they might not know what career they want yet. It's really hard, isn't it?
It is. It definitely is. I look back to when I was 16 and I didn't have a clue, and I think it is really hard to know. So unless you've got a really clear vision of your career path, I would really recommend people do something they enjoy. So what they've really enjoyed at school, and you know that it can take you anywhere, but if you're doing something you enjoy, you will achieve, and hopefully that can lead you to a career path that you'd enjoy throughout your future.
And I know there are loads of different courses that are offered across EKC Group. Could you just go through some of them for me for people who maybe aren't sure what to do, maybe to give them some ideas of what's out there?
Yeah, sure. So we have level one courses for students that may not have achieved any GCSEs or only got grade ones. Okay, so these are level one courses where you can do employability skills, you can improve your English and maths. And here at Ashford College, you can be aligned to a subject area. So, for instance, we do one that's in building services. So, alongside your employability course and your English math, you'll do tasters in electrical, plumbing, and engineering. So, then you can get an idea of what you might want to progress on to. And we do that in all of our areas here at Ashford. There's level two courses that can take 1 year if you've got grade threes. Okay, so you do 1 year level two courses, and we've got them in every subject you can imagine across EKC Group, early years, electrical, IT, art. So there's tons and tons of options. If you get a bit lower than a three, if you get twos and threes, then you might be doing your level two over 2 years. Okay, so then that would just do it over 2 years, just more smaller increments. Okay, and a lot of it's employability skills and improving those English and math skills. If you get fours and above, well done. And you can then choose to go on to a level three program, which is generally over 2 years, but some of them are 1 year programs, or T levels, which are fairly new qualifications. But we have quite a few here at Ashford and have been quite successful. The big difference, I think, with the T level that students need to be aware of is it is over 2 years. And you do a lot of work experience. So you do 315 hours for most programs. For early years, it's 700 hours over the 2 years. But it gives you really good insight into what it would be like to be in that career. And quite often, the students are getting their employment opportunities through those work placements. So, you know, they're doing really well on their placements throughout those 2 years. And when they get to the end of the 2 years, their employers are saying, okay, we want you as a full-time person with us. So, there is tons of options. We also have A levels at our Canterbury College, but obviously there are A levels at lots of different sixth forms as well.
That's fantastic. Do you think children, from your experience, are they still suffering from the impact of COVID? Because those who are picking up their GCSE results today, they would have been, 4 years ago when COVID hit, they would have been just starting pretty much, just starting secondary school. What sort of impact has COVID had on them from your experience?
I think confidence is a real issue for our students, and social skills. So here at college, we do a lot to help them make friends in that first term and build those social skills. We're doing more intensive support in building them up for their work placements. So, for instance, during this week, some of the students that are joining us for the T level early years course have been in to do 2 days intensive support with our industry liaison officer and careers staff. So they've been doing interview practice with them, getting them ready for the types of things they might be requested to do at work so that they can really understand and feel confident in going into those placements. Because as I said earlier, early years have to do 700 hours of placement. So they need to be in placement within the first month of college. So we really wanted to prepare them for that, so that they feel really confident in going out and to them placements, because it's a big step for anyone. And I know for some of the learners, they may not have had opportunity to do work experience at school for one reason or another. So it might be the first time they're in that situation. So yeah, I think they're the big two things we've noticed here, social skills and confidence. But we are doing all we can to help support these young people to build those skills.
There are still places left on some of the courses starting in September. You can hear more advice from experts on the hit list GCSE surgery with EKC Group on our sister radio station KMFM from 7 this evening.
Kent Online News.
A brother and sister have been sent to prison after a man was stabbed during an attempted robbery in Hawkinge. The pair pushed their way inside a property in March last year and demanded money and drugs. Their victim was taken to hospital with serious injuries. 36-year-old Brett Gillam, who lives on Harton Oak Road in Cranbrook, and 40-year-old Aisha Gillam, who lives in St Luke's Walk in Hawkinge, have been locked up for a total of more than 9 years. A teenager has been arrested in Ramsgate after police were called to reports someone was seen with a gun. Officers arrived in the King Street area on Tuesday night. An 18-year-old man was detained and an imitation firearm recovered. A Maidstone teacher who gave a student money, bought her clothes and told her he loved her has avoided being banned from the profession. Guy Hewitt taught history at St Augustine Academy and faced a misconduct panel after being investigated by police for potential grooming. He was suspended from the school in 2020 but could now go back to teaching elsewhere. A restaurant in Folkestone has been given 30 days to fix unbearable noise from an extractor fan that's been likened to a jet engine. It's been installed in the restaurant MS in Clifton Gardens. This is what the fan sounds like in the flat above. Our reporter Leanne Castle has been speaking to landlady Sarah Tinson, who says she first noted the issue last October.
As soon as we walked into the flat, we realised that there was this very large sounding noise and vibration going through the whole of the flat. So it's the living room and the three bedrooms that you can hear this noise in. It sounds like you've got a jet engine starting up in the flat. It sounds like you're sat next to a washing machine. It is generally on from Wednesday till Sunday. Sunday's the hours a lot less. It starts at about 10 in the morning. Between 9:30 and 10 in the morning, goes on till about 3 or 4. Sometimes with the hot weather, he's had it on all day and it finishes between 9 and 10 at night. So Sundays, because he only does Sunday lunch, but last week he did have it on the Monday afternoon as well. So there's occasional weeks where it is on. When I put the flat up with the local estate agent, we had about 8 people come round and just say, we won't live in this environment with this noise. Then I was really lucky, I got a really good tenant who said, that's fine. So we put in the contract that if it's not sorted by February, we would not hold them to the contract because it's not fair on a tenant to be in that situation. We also, I had to drop the rent, as rentable value as well, for the tenants to move in. And this is where we started. I don't want to upset the, we all run our own management agent as a company, and I don't want to upset the situation. So I'd rather try and deal with this amicably. We have been promised numerous times money that I'm having to pay out for legal costs, for the letters and everything else that go with that. We've been promised money to the rent that I've lost, and we keep getting told, oh, you'll get it the end of May, you'll get it the end of the June, nothing happens. They did try in April to put in 2 more springs into it, but they didn't tell us. The installers turned up first thing in the morning, and we were like, well, what's been done? Nothing's been changed. The vibration is slightly better, but the noise, I would say, is worse in that respect, and we're still at the point we're getting nowhere with any of this.
And how do your tenants feel about it?
They have been really upset. They've had a daughter doing their GCSEs, and she's been trying to study. They've got an older daughter that's doing a dental nurse qualification. She finds it difficult. They struggle to sleep. The other week, when my tenant had a week's holiday, she got to a point she was having migraines, not being able to sleep, not being able to relax in their own home. I feel for them at this moment, terribly, because they're wonderful tenants and they're lovely people. And we're trying to work together to sort all this out.
A noise abatement order has been issued by Environment Health. The owners have promised to fix it. Now, this is one of our most read stories today. Bosses of a garden centre not far from Canterbury have announced its shock closure. Preston Gardens and the adjoining Coppers Bistro near Wingham will shut from August 27th. Dozens of people have shared their sadness at the news, describing it as a lovely place to visit. The parish council say they want to save the venue by turning it into a community centre. Elsewhere, campaigners say an historic Kent town is at risk of being obliterated after local bosses recommended the area bear the brunt of thousands of new homes. Members in Swale say residential development in the coming years should be concentrated in and around Faversham rather than Sheppey or Sittingbourne. Residents say it will leave the town with no rural gaps between villages. Council have to deliver more than 17,000 homes over the next 16 years. There's backlash over plans to build another HMO in Maidstone. An application has been lodged to build an 8-bedroom property in Charles Street, but critics say there's not enough provision for parking. Figures show 10% of the properties in the town centre are already HMOs. The plans for this latest development will be discussed tonight.
Kent Online News.
A community initiative that provides mental health support for Kent dads is expanding. Dad Space currently runs sessions in Maidstone, Sevenoaks and Ashford. Funding from the County Council means they can now have meetups in Faversham, with more planned for Thanet, Folkestone and Dartford. Lucy has been chatting to the group's founder, Denver King.
Dad Space basically is a mental health support group for dads, for all dads, basically. If you're an expecting dad, right through to granddads, to give that safe place to talk, listen and share experiences of fatherhood.
And tell me about the new funding that's come through and how exciting that is for your project.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's very exciting. I mean, we've currently got three locations that we run in Maidstone, Ashford and Sevenoaks. But with this funding that we've just now received from the KCC, it's allowing us now to expand to other towns across Kent. So much so that we're actually opening our first one from the off the back of this agreement on the 31st of August in Faversham.
That's really exciting to be able to get out there and help even more dads.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's ultimately, that is the goal. That's always been the goal, is that we want to really sort of, you know, dad space to be accessible to all dads in every town and across Kent and beyond, really. That is our main goal. That's what we want it to be. I mean, it's been great what we've been able to do so far with the locations, but now with this grant funding, we can do so much more and reach so many more dads, which is fantastic.
And why have these particular new areas been chosen? I understand you're looking at Thanet, Folkestone and Hythe, Dartford and Gravesham. Why those areas in particular?
They were particular areas that that we sort of had discussions with the KCC that they would like us to sort of target. So, that was really the sort of agreement we had with the KCC, really. And I sort of did quite a bit of research in Swale and sort of in different areas of that. And Faversham seemed to tick a lot of boxes. The response that I got from meeting the people in the town was very, very positive. And hence why we sort of looked at launching in Faversham first.
Have you seen a rise in demand at all for the services you run since you set it up?
Absolutely, yeah. I get contacted pretty much every week, sort of asking questions about how the sessions are run. Various questions, you know, asking, I'm an expecting dad, for example, am I still able to come to the sessions? And like we say, absolutely. You know, if you're a dad right at the beginning of that journey, we want you to come along, absolutely, because you've got questions about becoming a father. It may be that you have particular concerns, or just to be around other dads as well and just have and share that common interest about becoming a dad. And the dads who are sort of further down the line, who have say their children are 5 or 6 or even teenagers, the sort of life experience they've got as a dad, you know, it really can help those dads sort of starting the journey.
The RSPCA is investigating after four doves were found abandoned in Westmorling. The birds were in a sealed box that was dumped at Manor Country Park. They're now being looked after at a rescue centre. One lane of the New Thanet Way has been forced to close over fears of subsidence. The inside lane of the coastbound stretch on the A299 has been coned off since the weekend between the Chesterfield Tunnel and Herne Bay. KCC say they're investigating, but it's not known how long the restrictions will be in place. Controversial plans for 450 new homes on farmland in Medway have been recommended for approval. The development at Gibraltar Farm in Hempstead would also include a nursery and retail unit. There have been nearly 800 objections. Council bosses will make a final decision next week. New plans have been revealed for the former Tollgate Hotel next to the A2 in Gravesend. It's been empty since 2006 and could now be turned into an M&S food store and BP service station. The £10 million project would include an EV charging hub. The future of a former Primark store in Margate that's been left empty for 12 years has been revealed. The nearby Margate School will take it over as a community design and creativity hub. The school itself was recently saved from closure after a crowdfunding effort. Aldi is creating 100 new jobs at a Kent distribution centre. The supermarket chain is looking to build on recent success. Bosses say various roles are available at their Queenborough site on Sheppey between now and the end of the year. And a Kent winemaking company that featured in Bridgerton has revealed plans to expand. Squarey's Vineyard in Westerham was used as a filming location in the latest series of the Netflix show. They're opening a new winery and tasting bar for visitors. That's all from us today. Thanks ever so much for listening. Don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, X, Instagram, TikTok and Threads. You can also get the details on the top stories direct to your email each morning via The Briefing. To sign up, just head to kentonline.co.uk.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast.